Hey there, it's Linda Monaghan here, and you are very welcome to the Corporate Decam podcast. If you are looking to reduce the hustle in your life and find that work-life balance, this is the place for you. Join us as we share stories from business leaders who have been there and done that. You can learn from their mistakes, you can benefit from their experiences. Whether it's social media, time management, boundaries, starting a business, moving a business forward, whatever it is, we have an episode for you. Join us for the Corporate Decam podcast and finally find that sweet spot between work, life and balance. Hey there, you're very welcome to this episode of Corporate Decam. Today on the podcast, I am going to speak about why I love the mornings. And this is one of my five habits. I run the Five Habit Challenge. I live my life by these five fundamental habits. They're very, very simple. I have a lot of other habits, but these ones are very, very simple and easily brought into your life. And that's one of the big things with the Five Habit Challenge. It's not overturning your whole entire life. It's just actually making life a little bit simpler for you. The biggest pushback on my social media I get is I always start with number one, getting up early. And I get, it depends on what platform, but usually on TikTok, I'll get a lot of pushback, like, I'm not getting out of bed and I love my sleep. And yeah, I like, fair play to you. Like, I couldn't care less if you're not getting out of bed. It is really, really important to understand that information that is given to you via social media is very generic. It's very prescriptive and it's blanket to serve everybody. So you always have to remember that what you are going through is bespoke to you and it's bespoke to your life. So when you're listening to people on social media, it's blanket information. So if it works for you, if you try it out and it works for you, that's amazing. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It's not that you're a failure. It's just, it's a simple piece of advice. As I say, why do I love the morning? I am a night owl by trade. I have ADHD and I find that the later in the evening I work, probably the more productive I am. Productive is not the same as effective or efficient. So productive does not mean that you're delivering something meaningful or something that is going to generate revenue. So I think that's one thing that's always very, very interesting. Especially with somebody with a neurodiverse brain, you can be busy, but are you just busy on the wrong things? And that's one thing to really, really focus in on. Productivity can go through the roof at certain times of your cycle as well. So if you are in your follicular stage and you've gone through the menstrual phase of your cycle, you're hitting kind of mid-follicular stage and you are on fire, you can walk X amount of kilometers or miles, you can hit the gym and lift really heavy weights, your cardio is on point, you're just executing everything in your day really, really well. Your productivity, you can get so much done, but like I say, is your productivity really generating work that is going to deliver leads, deliver revenue, deliver for you? And then I suppose that's when I really decided that, okay, I cannot be like this, you know, the whole kind of gliding duck with the paddling flaps underneath the water. And how can I change? How can I go from that night owl to that early bird? And it was quite reluctantly, don't get me wrong. It wasn't something that I generally wanted to do, but it's something that I needed to do. And that stemmed from a different change in life cycle as well. So that went from having no children to having two children within kind of 18, 19 months of one another. And that was really very stressful on me, very stressful on my household, very stressful on my marriage, very stressful on everything going on in life. And as somebody who is quite independent, needs a lot of me time. We don't get a lot of me time with kids, but I do need a lot of time by myself. I had to figure out where I was going to create that in my day, because up until your kids go to school, you're there or you're working and they're being looked after by a creche or by a family member or whatever. But when you come home, you're full time, you're on it. So it was really understanding that maybe from 9 in the morning until 8 in the evening, or from 7 in the morning until 7 in the evening, they had your sole focus until they were of school age. And it was really then, and probably a combination of the big P and the circumstances that happened in 2020, that kind of evolved the whole getting up earlier and, like I say, not really wanting to get up early, but creating that space and time for me. So what happened was I went from kind of getting out of bed maybe at about 7:30, owning my own Pilates studio at this stage, not working in corporate 9 to 5. So getting out of bed at kind of 7:30 and really kind of just, you know, going through the day, looking after the kids and getting the kids to school when we weren't in lockdown, and kind of just, yeah, as I say, just kind of moseying through the day, because, you know, a lot of people maybe get their walk done or, you know, get some me time when the kids are in school, but I was running a business, so that couldn't happen. So what I decided to do was bring the time that I got up earlier each morning or each week. So I didn't have a goal at the time. I didn't have like, I'm going to get up at 5:45. That just naturally happened. So my time that I get out of bed now is 5:45. And the reason that I do, and I do that Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, because I have a class booked in for 6:15. And believe me, if I didn't have that class booked in, I probably wouldn't get out of bed. So accountability is a good thing. And having that accountability, having that friend that maybe you go for a walk with in the morning, having that accountability is key. I admire people who get up off their own bat so much. I see it on social media and I'm like, wow, fair play to you, kudos. But for me, it's like, I need that something booked to, not even a walk on the beach would kind of do for me. I do my walk after my class, but not even a walk would drag me out. I need that commitment that I have paid for something that, and that's what works for me. So get up at 5:45, get ready, go to my class, go for a walk, depending on how I feel. Last night I stubbed my toe and it's black and blue, so I couldn't walk today. So I came home, I had a cup of coffee, I sat on the couch and was very intentional about it. So the big key thing is to have purpose and to have intentionality behind the decision you make to get up in the morning. And those hours, 2 hours, 3 hours, 1 hour, whatever you create for you, that can be for work, that can be for you time, that can be for time spent on whatever you want. It's creating the purpose and the intention and making sure that you enjoy what you're doing. Because if you're not going to enjoy what you're doing, I tell you one thing, if I'm not enjoying it, I know I'd enjoy my bed and that duvet wrapped around me. What I did and how I started was on a Monday, set my alarm clock. I do get up to an alarm clock as well. I haven't got that automatic body clock. If I were to leave an automatic body clock, I'd probably get out of bed at 9:30 instead of 7:30. Set that alarm clock for 5 minutes before. So it went from 7:30 to 7:25. And that did that for a week. 7:25 to 7:20 did that for a week and all the way back. And it was really, because at that stage I hadn't. Are you tired of talking about work-life balance and you simply want to live it? That is why at Corporate to Calm, we created the Business Balance Bundle. This pack is full of strategies and tools to really create that work-life balance that we all strive for. From a Winning the Week 52-week digital planner to a month's worth of 5-minute self-care rituals just for you. There are 288 5 minutes in every single day. Give yourself at least one. And to top it all off, a 10-step strategic training that will point you in the direction where you want to go, no matter what stage in business you are at. Check out the Business Balance Bundle in the show notes across Corporate Cam social media at www.corporatecam.com. You will not regret it. The Business Balance Bundle is your key to finding that work-life balance that has always eluded you. Check it out now. Really found that class, and you know, maybe that evolved it a little bit more quickly. But it was really just doing it in 5-minute increments so I didn't lose loads of sleep, because I need loads of sleep. And doing it slowly and gradually, you wouldn't feel like you're leaving losing sleep. And that's what I get challenged on. I would rather stay in bed. Do you not miss your sleep? Well, no, I don't, because guess what happens when you get up really early? You're really, really tired later on. So instead of going to bed at maybe 11:30, 11 o'clock, you find that you're naturally probably heading up to bed about 9:30, 10 o'clock instead. So you do make up the time on the other side of it as well. So that's one area I really get challenged on. It's like, would you not prefer the 2 hours sleep? And it's like, well, no, because I get the 2 hours sleep in the evening now as well. It's really about making sure that time suits you. And if it doesn't suit you, don't do it. If you want to stay in bed till 7:30, stay in bed till 7:30. This online phenomenon of people being prescripted, I saw the other day that walking isn't good exercise. I saw that the other day. I saw you will see so much suit you, do you. This gave me so much extra time in my life. Honestly, it's been such a gift. But as I say, I have had purpose, I have had passion, and I have had intentionality behind those hours that I have got out of bed. And I'm so grateful for that. I am so grateful for that. So it's giving it a try, seeing what works for you and creating that time and that space for you. So if you do need any help, I do have a morning habit tracker, and it tracks 12 morning habits for you. It's for the mind, the body, and the soul. So simple, simple things. I even think I have brushing your teeth in there as an automated one. As a neurodiverse person, I struggle with brushing my teeth. The thoughts of it. Imagine it's not automatic. No, it's not. I have to give myself a little focus. There's so many things in there, mind, body, and soul. It's digital, so you can keep it on your computer or your phone, and you just tap a little tick when you have it off. Remember that if you are still in a phase where you are menstruating, you still have your period, give yourself a break during your luteal and your menstrual stages. Don't exercise should be mid, low, high, depending on what stage that you're in there. And being social should be mid, high, low, depending on what phase you're in. And if you find that you are not as on fire heading towards your menstrual phase, that's okay. Just give yourself a break. Hormones really affect our productivity. We've talked about efficiency and productivity, and our creativity. And actually, if you find that the luteal phase, which is the phase about a week or so before we start to bleed, so we have the luteal phase, and if you find that your production is just not there, if you find that you're too tired to go for a walk or whatever, guess what? Your creativity is on fire at this stage. So maybe you stay in bed an extra 30 minutes and get up and, journal for half an hour, and not necessarily journal your feelings, but journal new ideas for your business, or journal what you may want to do with your summer. You know, what do you want to do? What activities do you want to do for your summer? What activities do you want to do throughout the year? Journal something creative for you. So it might not necessarily be about feelings, but it's just something intentional for you. I'll be talking loads more about hormones in the upcoming weeks. So stay tuned for that. I'd love some feedback if you want to comment and let me know your experiences with the morning. Like I say, my whole thing with life is everything in small, simple steps that we can take at our own pace. So what works for you? If you find that you're finding advice on the internet and it's just bullshit, and to you this could be bullshit, it is what it is. Okay, so enjoy it, Linda, and I'll see you next time. Thank you so much again for hanging out with us on the Corporate to Calm podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode and found some inspiration to keep your work-life balance in check. Remember, success is so much more than making money. It's about taking care of you too. Stay tuned for some more awesome stories and tips to help you thrive. And don't forget, share the podcast, like, give it a recommendation. It really, really makes a difference. Until next time, keep calm and keep building your dreams.